I'm speaking with Missy Suicide, the co-founder of Suicide Girls, a popular website that features pinup photography, and it's an online community. It's been around since 2001, and it is a part of the pop culture. And I have a lot of questions that I'd like to ask. We'll just do as best we can with the short time we have, Missy. If you could just see, I've got all of these notes scribbled all over the place and highlights of things I'd like to ask. Why don't we just jump in with this big question, and that you can play around with. What is the biggest misconception about Suicide Girls?
Well, I think that people always, have this impression of what, tattooed girls are, wild and crazy and, that they're just one type of girl. But, Suicide Girls, there's every type of girl. There's girls that are doctors and lawyers and mothers and teachers and everything in between, and so professionals and students and everything. And so, I think that people just have this idea that that tattooed girls are just this one way.
And when you began, and this goes back to 2001, which was a whole other world back then, and everyone who's read up on Suicide Girls knows that the name comes from the Chuck Palahniuk novel, Survivor. And it was, a tongue-in-cheek or an ironic way to create something. Let's call what we're doing Suicide Girls. And the culture back then, tattoo culture was already, from what I know, what it is today, it was then a generation ago, I guess it's become more and more known to the general public. I think there might be a misconception that these are quote unquote goth girls. I don't think that they're goth girls. They're how would you speak to that? The type of culture that you tapped into.
I think that, the name Suicide Girls was our way of saying, girls are committing social suicide to, join Suicide Girls to, to do themselves, to do what they want to do, and live by their own definition, by their own way. And, I think that the world, even in 2001, it was, and certainly today, nobody was defined by the subgenre of music that they listened to. Nobody only listened to, goth or punk or, hip-hop or whatever it might be. Everybody listens to a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. So, the days of, the John Hughes, segmented population is, are kind of over. And so, we wanted a good catch-all phrase to describe the girls, and Suicide Girls is more about an attitude than a certain number of tattoos or piercings or crazy colored hair. The girls, they're definitely free spirits and confident and comfortable with their bodies and themselves.
I wanted to jump into something that relates really well with a lot of what I do, the world of comics, and I wanted to talk about the crossover with Suicide Girls and the whole world of comics, which are two different worlds, of course, but it's a legitimate crossover. I've witnessed it firsthand with here in Seattle. Comics Dungeon had a very successful book signing of the latest book, Suicide Girls, Hard Girl, Soft Light. And it was tied in with the tattoo shop that's it's a chain here in Seattle, a Slave to the Needle. So it's a perfect melding of worlds, the tattoo culture and the comics world. Now, Suicide Girls have been going to conventions for a number of years, comic book conventions, notably the Comic-Con in San Diego. And I'm sure there'll be people...
Emerald City in Seattle.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's people who will say, "Well, no, they're interlopers. They don't belong there." But what would you say to that?
The girls themselves are really into comic books and into, whether it's anime or know, they have geekier pursuits. And so, you know, I feel like they really love, genuinely love the characters in comic books. And, like, you know, we actually just came out with a new coffee table book called Geekology that focuses on the nerdier girls, Suicide Girls, and, like, whatever they geek out on.
Mm-hmm.
We debuted it at Comic-Con in San Diego. And we also have a comic book that's about Suicide Girls. So, you know, we're deeply ingrained in the comic book world.
Oh, sure.
You know, first as fans, and now we have our own book, so...
And here's a kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing we can play with a little bit, comparing Suicide Girls to Playboy. Now, it's apples and oranges, and we can be polite about it. I mean, Playboy has its traditions and its standards, and Suicide Girls has its own. And I see, I mean, there's lots of parallels. I mean, both could be called pioneers in what they've accomplished. And if you go to, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the website. I mean, if you go to the Suicide Girls website, there's so much going on there. All this content, celebrity columnist interviews with, you name it, Woody Allen, Johnny Depp. I'll let you speak to that.
You know, I definitely am a big fan of Playboy and like the you know the Marilyn Monroe issue and you know like the old stuff was amazingly beautiful and inspirational. And, you know, what Hef has done with, you know, his activism and his life has been impressive. You know, while I think that, you know, the women come in more shapes and sizes than, you know, buxom blonde, and that they're beautiful, I definitely appreciate all that he did. And, you know, we really... You know, an alternative to that in a way, like where Suicide Girls really speaks to the modern lifestyle in the same way that the Playboy was an aspirational brand for, you know, the hi-fi set and like the swinging bachelor. I think Suicide Girls is, you know, for the alternative, for lack of a better word, guy and girl that are growing up today. You know, we have interviews with people that our audience finds interesting. There's discussions about, you know, any topic you can imagine that might appeal to the like tattooed set of men and women from around the world.
Yes, well, I've got so many notes scattered here. I mean, looking at the stats, there's 5 million unique visitors per month, and then it's pretty evenly divided. You've got 51% female, 49% male, and 18 to 35, mostly the age bracket. So it attracts both sexes, and I mean, I've looked over the different discussions, and it runs the gamut. Any subjects up for discussion, and people post photographs of architecture from Russia. Everything's is on there.
Yeah, everybody's like, give me some examples. It's anything from like vegan cooking to Christian virgins. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
there's a group for everybody. It's amazing how many different what's amazing to me is the level of connectivity that people can reach, because it's like it's a two-prong connection, because you're first of all, everybody that's on site thinks that the types of girls that are featured are beautiful, so that's like one level of relatability, and mm-hmm. then you know you find somebody in the manga group that's into the same comic book that you are from France, and like you guys are instant BFF, you know.
Yeah.
it's really incredible. You know, we've had hundreds of couples that have met on the site and gotten married, dozens of babies that have been born because their parents met on Suicide Girls, countless businesses and best friendships that have been made because people met on Suicide Girls.
Well, it's all very cool. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I wanted to of course, focus on the burlesque show. I did have out of curiosity, where do you see Suicide Girls in the years to come, or do you even think that far ahead, decades to come?
Decades to come, yeah, we will be the from Bill and Ted. What were they called? The Righteous, but Righteous Supreme Leaders or something like that. there will be everything will be in harmony.
There you go.
I hope to one day be Bill or Ted or whichever one was both of them.
Well, cool. What can you tell us? Can you give us a little behind the scene insight into the burlesque show? It's quite a show. It really does cover the entire country, and then it ends up in London for the last four stops in January. But it's tonight's Lawrence, Kansas, this October 17th. It'll be in my own area, Seattle, December 2nd. But what can you tell us about the burlesque show?
The burlesque show is it's sexy pop culture entertainment, and so, you know, if you're into comic books, you're going to love the show. It's comic books and video games and movies and whatnot. The show is sexy, ultra choreographed dance routines set to modern music but with geeky themes, or pop culture themes, I guess. One of my favorites is the Adventure Time number.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's super fun. It's kind of like our own little mashup of everything that we love.
Well, cool.
And, it's a definitely unique experience.
Well, great. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us.